Chapter 5. Actually, sexual immorality is reported among you, and such immorality as is not even found among the nations, of a man living with his father's wife. And are you proud of it? Should you not rather mourn, so that the man who committed this deed should be taken away from your midst? Although absent in body, I am present in spirit, and I have already judged the man who has done this, as if I were actually with you. When you are gathered together in the name of our Lord Jesus, and knowing that I am with you in spirit along with the power of our Lord Jesus, you must hand such a man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven ferments the whole batch of dough? Clear away the old leaven, so that you may be a new batch, inasmuch as you are free from ferment. For indeed, Christ our Passover Lamb has been sacrificed. So then, let us keep the festival not with old leaven, nor with leaven of badness and wickedness, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. In my letter, I wrote you to stop keeping company with sexually immoral people, not meaning entirely with the sexually immoral people of this world, or the greedy people, or extortioners, or idolaters. Otherwise, you would actually have to get out of the world. But now I am writing you to stop keeping company with anyone called a brother who is sexually immoral, or a greedy person, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, not even eating with such a man. For what do I have to do with judging those outside? Do you not judge those inside, while God judges those outside? Remove the wicked person from among yourselves.